What is up, family? You're now on the Stupid Coop.
What's up, family? It's Jackie and...
It's Molly. Well, Molisha, they call me Molly.
Hey, don't y'all be doing no Molly. And you are now on the Stupid Coop. Molly. So we're going to do something a little different today. And we're going to debunk the word of the day. We're not doing none of that today. We are strictly going to get into real stories with real people.
Okay.
And Molly, I want you to talk to us about your daughter who is a part of... What's going on over here? Y'all know y'all be on the Stupid Coop. Well, let's listen.
Talk about the rat.
Hey, let's listen. We need to know what's going on. I want to know.
She said, oh my God.
Yo, these rats is out of control.
Yeah.
These rats. Beyonce said, who run the world, girls? No, these rats run
the
world. Anyway, I want to talk to you about your daughter. And we're going to speak to your daughter, and so she can have her own voice, about her being a part of the LGBTIA+.
Okay.
Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
I feel like I mess it up sometimes. So talk to me about that conversation.
Well, first, she was going through some things in school, mm-hmm. and I couldn't understand why it was always like... girls picking on her or a guy wanting to fight her. This was her first year in junior high, sixth grade, and I'm telling y'all, it was very miserable. I had to be up there like mostly every day because it was always something. And I just thought that junior high would be a thriving year. I didn't know that kids could actually be so mean.
No.
So basically, after a couple of months, up into the new year, she went over and visited my sister, which is at my dad's house. So my sister called me one night and like, I want to tell you something. So I'm like, well, what's up? Mackenzie wants to talk to me about sexuality, but I don't know if you want me to do that with her. So I told her she should wait and speak to you about it. So I said, okay, no problem. But what did she ask you? She said, well, she just asked me about, you know, if she liked girls, if that wrong. I said, so what did you say to her? She said, I told her, no, I wouldn't judge her. I said, okay, so did the conversation end there? So she said, well, yeah, it ended there because like I said, I told her maybe she should wait when she get home and talk to you. I said, okay, no problem. So I said, don't say nothing. We'll keep this, you know, to us. So when my daughter came home that next week, whatever. So, you know, I let the days play out or whatever. But I felt like she was hesitant. Like I don't know, maybe because she knew she had mentioned it to somebody. So it was like a strange. I felt like a strange from her for a couple of days. So I went in the room one day, and this was a day that I particularly do her hair, which is every Sunday for school. So as we doing here and everything, so I had to ask her, I said, so Kizzy, like, what's going on with you? So she like, nothing. I said, I would like to discuss what's happening in school, you know, because I'm a little disturbed. That's why the guys want to fight you. You know, I just had to come up there. And so she said, Ma, is it okay if I tell you something? I said, you can tell me anything. She said, well, I'm bi. So I said, okay. So the look that, when I said okay, the look she gave me was like, is this bitch for real? Wait, she okay? So maybe she was expecting me to give her the, what the fuck you talk about, da 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 da. But you get what I'm saying?
Right.
I saw it in her. And when I said, baby, all right, I love you either way. She was like, well, that's why me and the guy Jonathan Ford. Because he told me he liked me, and I told him I don't like him like that. I like girls. And I said, to each his own, baby. To each his own. So I started me and her, I always started discussing. I said, but do you know what bisexual is? She said, yeah, that's when you like girls and boys. So I said, okay, Now, she was 11, so I said, so she know what the hell she's talking about.
Right, I can't
take that away from her. So I told her, regardless of what, I'm going to love you. You know what I'm saying? And the emotion, and when she started crying and gave me the biggest hug, them next couple of months, it was like a relief off her shoulders. She felt free to be her, and it was no more problems. She found the young lady that she liked, and the young lady liked her, but the young lady mother had such a problem with it, you know?
So she had a what?
She had a problem with it because she said, that's what I said, a sitcha problem. Because a situation and a problem, because she felt my daughter was, how do you say it? Basically, like if my daughter was pressing it on her child.
Right.
But she don't know that I saw the text messages in my daughter's phone. So it was reciprocated, and I had to explain it to her. Look, my daughter is not pressuring your child. This is something I see. My daughter's texts. I check her phone. So the mother said, you know, they could be friends or whatever. I said, okay, nothing wrong with that. So we had a conversation with both of the girls one day after school. Mm-hmm. You know, we walked. They live right up the block from us. And we had a conversation. And like I told the little girl, you are always going to be her friend. I'm going to always have the same love and respect for you. You know, I'm going to judge. And I told Mackenzie, is that okay with the fact that y'all being friends and not girlfriends? She said, okay. You know, even though I know she was a little heartbroken, you know.
And heartbroken because.
But like I told her, it's going to happen. You have to be ready for the real world. You have to know when, also know when someone's using you and then someone is real,
right, you know.
And so that's where I'm at right now, to try to teach her, like, everybody not real. They might just want to use you for that moment. So I'm teaching her about how they say, not to be funny, but how they say gay for the stay. They just want to use
you. Pay.
Right. So they just want to use you. So she's 12 now. So I want her to, you know, but like you said, I just want her to be able to open up with me about anything. I'm your mom. And I'm going to always be there for her. I love both my kids to death.
I love that.
You know? So I just hope this experience turns out wonderful for her.
Now, let me ask you this uncomfortable question.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about or dealt with women?
Yes. When this was way before Mackenzie, this was when Chassie was younger. I have dealt with a woman. I dealt with a woman, and I think maybe because, in a way, it wasn't a femme on femme.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was femme, she was, you know what I'm saying? And
no, you was femme,
more of the man,
she
was more of the man type.
More kind of like a stud.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, when I looked at it, it was just still like I'm looking at a dude, you know, until that time came. But I guess what I realized.
So, did she put on a strap?
No.
And did she fuck you that way?
No. We just used the vibrators that I had in the house.
All right.
And, all right. You know, the mouth thing. I just didn't.
And the
for
what
me,
thing?
The mouth.
All right.
But for me personally, I miss the real thing.
And the real thing means you.
I miss a man. I just miss that.
Gotcha.
The man, the sweat with the thing. And we don't have to worry about putting something on or holding something there. It's that, you know, it's just that exercise you get during that time. So that's what me and the person are still friends to this day. We still speak.
Good,
you know, it is what it is.
And how would, if we could say how you identify, you've had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And present day, how do you identify?
Present day, I would consider myself right now straight.
Gotcha.
But at that moment in time, for about 3 years, I considered myself as bi. And that's another reason I would never judge my child or any other child or anybody.
Gotcha.
You know. because I understand. Let me tell you something. How do you explain it? The feeling of another woman touching your skin. It was just like, all right. It was like they know, she knew where to kiss, she knew where to blow, she knew where to touch, she knew where to, and it was a soft touch. And I think that's what made us begin that journey.
And so let me ask you this, because there is a thing that women can explore their sexuality much like you have.
Uh-huh.
But when a man does it, it becomes like this whole anomaly. So what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. So at one point in time, just like you said, because when I was living in Knuckle Street, was a guy named Kenny. So at one point in time, and he confided in me, and I had introduced him into one of my girlfriends. But this was before he confided in me that he had dealt with men.
Right.
But I felt obligated that I had to let her know. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't ever want anyone to say, well, if you knew such and such, why didn't you tell me? And even though after the fact she said, okay. And that's the kind of cool person she was. She still dealt with him.
And so, did you out him? That's what it sounds like.
I outed him to my friend, yes, because he was fucking her. I had to let her know. Because at the same time, he was still dealing with a guy. If he was just dealing with her, get what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
Then that wouldn't have been my place. I felt that at that moment, that was my place because we live in the same house and I'm watching you with another person.
Yeah, that's sticky. So how did that go?
It turned out okay. It lasted for a year. And then, just like I suspected, he left her for a guy. But see, then that turned on me because she's my friend. And that's what I didn't want to happen.
And when you said she turned on you, did she stop speaking to you?
Or? Yeah.
Wow.
So to this day, we don't even speak.
And does she still live on that same block?
No, she doesn't live over here anymore. She lives in Queens now. But it's just sad. I lost a friend because of that. But in any other situation, it's not for me to judge. I'm not going to judge men, and I'm not going to judge women. My thing is this. There is somebody for everybody to love. You know what I'm saying? And you love how you want to love and who you choose to love. And it doesn't matter who doesn't accept it, because you know why? At the end of the day, it's your heart. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have to, once you make that decision, you live with it. Cheers. Cheers. But I can say too, one thing I'm not open to. I'm 45 years old, about to be 46 in a couple of days. And if I do meet a woman and she's, you know.
It's Leo season.
It's Leo season. But
shout out to your Leo.
I could never say never. That's what I'm going to say. I will never say never. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. And I love your afro.
Thank you.
It's extremely polished.
Thank you, because I want lust.
I love it. I love it. So, in conclusion, okay. In summation, what is one thing that you want to leave with your youngest daughter's age or your oldest daughter's age? What is one word that you want to leave with them that somebody should have told you that you want to pass off to them? And take your time.
One word.
It ain't gonna be fast. And not one word, literally, but like a piece of advice.
My piece of advice would be to believe in yourself, but to always respect yourself. Because if you don't respect yourself, the outside world will not respect you. So that would be the top one piece of advice that I would give.
And then, in summation, talk to them right now and give them a bit of, you know, a little word. Daughter.
My kids?
Yes.
Okay, so my oldest daughter is Chastity. So what I would say to Chastity is, you're a wonderful person. A great mom also. She's a great mom. She is. She tries very hard. And she's a hard worker. So the one thing I would say to her is, keep it pushing. And don't worry about that deadbeat. Her daughter is going to always love her for the sacrifices that she's making. Okay? And the one thing I would say to Mackenzie is, oh my God, Mackenzie is a light. Mackenzie is a real bright light. Mackenzie is very talented. So I constantly tell Mackenzie, whatever you choose to do in life, never let nobody turn you back. But always remember, you got to make an income in order to make something happen. You know? So I would tell Mackenzie to strive and to believe in herself.
And what's the one thing as a mother, mm-hmm. what would you tell yourself before you became a mother?
Oh my God. Oof.
What would you say to yourself?
If I was able to know what I know, I would have actually told myself to hold off.
Mm-hmm. And hold off on what?
Hold off before having kids and make sure I had a career. Because even though I had a job and I had a place to live, it wasn't a career. So right now, I'm a little saddened because I have nothing to leave to my kids. And when I say nothing, I mean I don't have a business.
Right.
I don't have generational wealth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I wish I did. You know, that would have been a smart thing to do.
That's real.
But I wasn't taught that. So that's one thing I would actually say. To just wait.
And then let's have a conversation later to where, because that generational wealth
mm-hmm.
is something that we need to have a conversation about.
Okay, definitely.
Because I don't have kids and I don't plan on having any, but that's something that I want to leave my nieces. You know what I mean? My nieces and my nephew.
Yeah.
Because they deserve that.
Yes.
They deserve that.
Yes.
They deserve that. And, you know, we will share our work ethic with them. But it's like, she is, y'all deserve to sit around like these mediocre white kids.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, that's another conversation.
That's another conversation, but it aggravates me. But like I said, I wish I had something to give to my kids except for memories and a little bit of cash. You know what I'm saying? I really wish I did. I'm into so many things.
I believe it.
You know?
I believe it.
So.
And you are so funny. You are such a clean freak. And I'm not about to open my room up right now. Did you see my room? It looks like a closet that is a complete and utter disaster.
It's okay. It's
and
okay,
I might man. Have to hire you.
Organization?
I'll pay you.
You ain't coming back? Shit. Come help you, chair. I got you, baby.
Yeah. But we gonna get up on off for him. It's been cute.
On the stoop with Coop.
You got it. You got it this time.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yes. Y'all be safe. All right. Bye.
Bye.